A train struck a livestock truck at a crossing near Maxwell, killing several cattle on Thursday. In for Scott Carlson, I'm Robert Lovell from the First National Bank News Desk, and these are the latest stories from the North Platte Post. Union Pacific spokesman Aaron Hunt was on the Omaha-bound train when it struck the rear quarter of the trailer at the Springs Road crossing. Hunt says the 30 or so UP employees on the inspection train and the train's two crew members were not hurt. Neither was the truck driver. Lincoln County Sheriff Sergeant Wayne Connell says 14 to 15 of the 63 cattle in the trailer died on impact, and several others were injured. A Panhandle woman accused of trying to extort money from a man who groped her 7-year-old daughter has pleaded no contest to a lesser charge. The 30-year-old woman originally pleaded not guilty to trying to extort money from Jason Fry of Potter. On Wednesday, she entered a new plea after Cheyenne County prosecutors reduced the theft by extortion charge. Her sentencing is scheduled for July 2nd. The Associated Press isn't identifying the woman in order to protect her daughter's privacy. Governor Dave Heineman says he hasn't yet applied for the University of Nebraska presidency, but he expects to make a decision in the next few weeks. The Republican governor acknowledged on his radio call-in show this week that he was looking seriously at the job, which came open with the departure of President J.B. Milliken. And more Facebook users can expect to see a blue cartoon dinosaur popping up in their feeds, reminding them to check their privacy settings. No stranger to privacy fiascos, Facebook had already made the tool available to users who were posting public updates. Facebook will also make the default audience for new users' posts to friends. Previously, it was set to public. In for Scott Carlson, I'm Robert Lovell from the First National Bank News Desk, First National Bank North Platte, the bank you call first. For news real people talk about, check out northplattepost.com.